Thank you for joining us today here at the Covenant of Grace Prayer Line. Yesterday we talked about eliminating sin. Today we're going to talk about relying on the Lamb. As we continue to contrast with the Old Testament, considering the Passover and the Passover Lamb. We talked also about the unleavened bread and the feast of it. Today we're going to get into the purest form of the application of what we try to consider when we talk about the blood being in the basin and getting it applied in our personal lives and overcoming the adversary, the enemy. We need to remember Revelation 12:11. And they overcame him, Satan, by the blood of the Lamb. Okay, that's through the blood. And by the word of their testimony. And they did not love their lives to death. The blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. Now, I'm going to show you today how the word of your testimony makes a difference. Okay? And we'll do so more so probably later in some of our studies in the next few days. But today, in personal application. In 1 Corinthians 5:7, Paul connected the Passover of the Old Testament with the crucifixion of Jesus. Okay? For indeed Christ the Messiah, our Passover, was sacrificed for us. There is a very clear application of the Passover to the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross. We can say that the Passover lamb was killed almost 20 centuries ago, and his blood is in the basin. His blood has been shed, but the blood cannot protect us while it remains in the basin. We first receive him and repent of our sins and turn our lives over to him and allow him to come into our life and cleanse us and then take on his name in baptism. But through the power of the Holy Spirit, we then begin to allow him to purge us and cleanse us and move us on in our walk with God. It is in this place we understand and recognize the power of taking the hyssop that was in the basin and applying it in our personal lives as we move on with God. So when we move forth, we go forth from outside the camp with the power and the glory of God with us and God ministering to us and with us and his protection upon us as the living temples of God. Under the Old Testament, the hyssop was used, but what do we do with it here in the New Testament? The answer is to utilize it in our daily lives through our personal testimony as to what the blood has done for us in its application to our personal doorposts of our heart, minds, and soul and being. We overcome Satan by testifying of the exploits of God in our personal lives and of what the blood of Jesus has done for us. And so that is why it's so important in our prayer time to remember the aspects of the blood, the seven aspects of the blood. Through the blood of Jesus, I'm redeemed out of the hand of the devil. Through the blood of Jesus, all my sins are forgiven. Through the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, he continually cleanses me from all sin. Through the blood of Jesus, I'm justified, made righteous. Through the blood of Jesus, I'm sanctified. My body is set apart unto God, the temple of the Holy Spirit, and that Satan has no power over me. And there's scriptures for each and every one of those things. Revelation 12:11, 1, Ephesians 1:7, Psalm 107:2, 1 John 1:7, Romans 5:9, Hebrews 13:12, Hebrews 13:12, 1 Corinthians 6:19 through 20. We're not just stating this out of some of abstract thing, but there's been two things that have happened in our lives. One, it's personal application in our lives we've seen and felt, and second of all, it's in the Word. The Word says it's happened to us and is part of our covenant as a New Testament believer. So as you remind the enemy of the exploits of God in your life and remind yourselves and him by your proclamation of what the blood has done for me, God's protection, God's provision, God's victory is with you, and Satan can't touch you. Remember that as you go forth today. God wants you to walk in victory and power. And he wants you to know that as you personally testify as to what the Word says for you, Jesus is at work in your life. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for the blood of Jesus. I proclaim that Jesus was sacrificed for me, and I rely on his blood to make me clean and free from sin. Not in my personal power, not in my personal exploits, not in my mind over matter kind of thinking, But through the blood, through the grace of God, I testify to the victory of Christ, and I honor God and say, Satan, you have no place. You have no power. You have no authority over me. The word says it, and the blood has done it for me. Jesus is my portion today. And I thank you, Lord, that you've redeemed me from the hand of the enemy and put me in a place of opportunity for your kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen. I pray you'll take what we've talked about today and the last few days to heart and allow it to really take root and allow God to minister to and through you. It will have its effect. It will see things through in your life. But you got to give the Lord a chance. I don't want to forget to give you our telephone number and our email address here at CGMF so you can contact us. Our telephone number is 646-926-0401. Give us a call at any time, whatever it might be, or email us at cgmfinc@gmail.com. We're so glad that you're with us each and every day. God bless you. Till next time on the Prayer Line.